Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is December 18th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So I'm going to take you guys with me on a little coffee chat this morning. I don't have very long today, guys, but I thought I would hop on here and share some thoughts with you. I do have a party that I have to go to. I had one yesterday. I'm sure everybody out there is busy with the holiday season. I guess I kind of say that with air quotations nowadays, because we all know that, well, just like we talked about last Christmas and virtually every other holiday that approaches, it really isn't our holiday. It is a paganized ripoff and basically a deception that we've been celebrating our entire lives. But nevertheless, what can you do, right? I mean, you've got all of these friends and family and people who are still trapped inside the matrix. And the way I look at it is you spend time with people and you celebrate based upon what you're there to celebrate in your heart and not what the cabal, what the enemy has been getting us unwittingly, of course, to celebrate all of these years, our entire lives for generations and generations. They have completely screwed over humanity and been laughing at us the entire time. But we're living in a period right now, as we all know, where this is being reversed. And I've talked quite a bit about all of the things that we can criticize, I suppose you could say, over the past, I don't know, few podcasts. I've explored these things, but, you know, I've been doing some reflecting, as I always do, and considering the different perspectives that I'm receiving from my audience in terms of their reactions to the things that I'm saying. And, you know, folks, I have to tell you, we're all at different points in our journey, but I did go through a period where I was definitely questioning more, feeling a little bit more down, feeling a little bit more, I guess you could just say, frustrated with the general pace and all of that. And, you know, from time to time, as people know, I mean, this show is just an honest depiction of, well, not even a depiction necessarily, it's just an honest record, I guess you could say, of my growth experience, my awakening journey. And certainly I don't consider myself to have arrived at any type of destination. This is an ongoing journey for all of us. And, you know, having chosen to do a podcast, I've decided to make my growth process, even though I didn't really consider it at the time, relatively public for my audience to experience with me. And therefore, on that honest journey, people are going to get various different parts of me. They're going to see different sides of me, as you have. And, you know, overall, I think everybody knows, everyone understands who listens on a regular basis, that I am rock solid in terms of my faith, in terms of my belief in this plan, in terms of the direction that we are going. You know, it's a funny thing, because I was talking to a friend of mine who, you know, is one of the few people in my life who actually understands what's going on in the world, and one of the few people that I can actually talk to and have a conversation. And I was saying that, you know, it's a strange position to be in, because on the one hand, you know, everything is moving in the right direction and you can point to all of these different examples and say, look at all these Twitter file disclosures that are coming out. Look at all of this bad news that continues to mount for the enemy. Look at their desperation, how they continue to ratchet up all of their tyranny in response to everything that's coming to the surface. So on the one hand, there's all of that to celebrate. And yet on the other hand, there's the emotional part. I mean, we are emotional beings. Humans are emotional beings. And there's no denying that throughout this whole journey together, we have been on a roller coaster ride of expectation and disappointment. And that's just a fact. That's not a criticism even of the White Hats. It's just a simple fact that I think most people out there fall into that category, where we just can't help but get wrapped up inside the expectations. I do think, however, as time goes on, we're learning how to temper all of those expectations, and we're learning to read between the lines a lot more and not accept things at face value, which I think is a good thing. And it's teaching all of us, most importantly, I think, some very spiritual lessons. First and foremost is, when it all comes down to it, we have to rely on God. We can't rely on any information that we're receiving out there. Certainly the trend, when you look at the overall trend of information, like I was suggesting a moment ago, it's overwhelmingly positive. And it's very clear, if you're paying attention and you're really sifting through all the disinformation and all the MSM fog of war, really the fog of war on both sides, you can really apply your discernment and see very clearly that the white hats are in a position of control, because they are, despite the optics, they are pushing the enemy into increasing levels of desperation. Now, we don't know exactly how this is going to pan out. We don't really understand exactly what the chess moves are going to be. And I've said this before on other podcasts, you know, when I'm in a different frame of mind, sort of like I am today, that we're not really supposed to know. We're not supposed to be able to figure out what the next moves are, because if we can figure them out, that means the enemy can figure them out. And, you know, unfortunately, we're sort of caught in this crossfire between the white hats and the black hats, and we're wrapped up in this fog of war. We're the ones who are getting basically just tossed around. And, you know, a lot of us, I think at a certain point, you know, we do need to take breaks, and because we are emotional, we need to stop and disconnect ourselves for a little while. You know, maybe get off the roller coaster for a couple of rounds and find our baseline again, and then we get back into the fight. But, you know, I was talking to my friend about this and saying, you know, it's a strange thing, because this person happens to know that I do a podcast. Again, one of the few people who really knows who I am and, you know, in my life that I can talk to about this. And I said, you know, it's hard to strike a positive, sometimes it's hard to strike a positive note while at the same time acknowledging what everyone is going through, because people, depending on where they are on any given day, they hear a certain message, and sometimes it's not the message that I intend to convey. And yet, it's a strange place to be, where I feel as if I have to give voice to that. But at the same time, I also don't want to give my audience the impression that I am losing trust or losing faith or am anything other than, I guess you could say, what everyone else is experiencing out there. Yeah, I get frustrated. Yes, I get angry. Yes, there are times when I get really confused. And yeah, I experience the battle fatigue and all of the things that everyone out there goes through. I go through the same things. And on certain days, it comes out, and when I do my work. But I want to really emphasize today, because I think it's very important for my audience to once again hear the essence of where I'm at. Because a lot of people really do listen, and they do try to gauge and gain some sense of clarity and some sense of strength from all of us coming together and having this discussion. And the focal point, of course, being what my overall message is. Now, I don't have any idea, folks, how all of this is going to turn out. Like I said, I don't know what the puzzle pieces, I mean, I know what they are, but I don't know exactly how they're going to fit together. I don't think that any truther out there who's worth their salt is going to say anything otherwise. I mean, if anyone tries to convince you that they have the answers to these questions, I mean, I think these are the people, as far as I'm concerned, that I would want to avoid. They say, be careful who you follow. I mean, I don't call people out. I mean, it's very, very rare that you've heard me mention specific names in any kind of derogatory way, because I just simply don't believe that that's productive. And I don't believe, I mean, the only time that I really mention names is to give people praise. There may have been one or two exceptions along the way, but, you know, like I say, I mean, sometimes I make mistakes as well. I'm continuing to learn on this process, in this process, with all of you. But I want to really emphasize today that I happen to believe, having gone through an emotional binge, I guess you could say, of having to get out all of the feelings and all of the thoughts associated with, I guess you could say, the negative that all of us are experiencing. Because yes, like I say, it's the best of times and the worst of times. We're experiencing unbelievable exhilaration and positivity on certain days, given the events that are unfolding, given the way that the enemy is clearly taking hits. And yet at the same time, we also experience the negative dark days when it's really hard for us to find, you know, it's like we're going through, the way my friend put it is, we're kind of trudging through muddy and murky waters right now. At least that's the way it feels for a lot of people on an emotional level, because so many of us have, you know, we put our energy and our trust and our consciousness into building up for major events to happen that we haven't seen happen in the ways that we expected. And that does have some sort of a hangover effect, if you will, for people. Now, I do recognize that there are people out there who are, I suppose you could say, more awake than I am. And in the sense that they're more spiritually grounded, perhaps, and they don't get knocked around as much emotionally from having their expectations not met in the same way that I do. And I'll freely admit that. I mean, I am a passionate person. And passion is kind of a double-edged sword sometimes. You know, you really feel things deeply. You're experiencing everything deeply on an emotional level, on really on a spiritual level. This is what animates me. And yes, when things don't pan out the way that I expected them to, there is a residual sort of effect from that. And that does come out in my work from time to time. But my baseline, the core of who I am, the core of what I believe in, hasn't changed. In fact, it's only strengthened over time. And as I've said many, many times, folks, this is God's plan. This is not man's plan. Yes, man is manifesting it, but it's God's plan. And I've said many times, people may have different ideologies and about how God manifests his work. Certainly God doesn't need man to manifest his work, but I do believe that that's why we were created. Humanity was created to be manifestations of God, to be creators in our own right, to discover the world and to build out this world as creators like our Father. That's who we were born to be. And so while God may not need us to manifest his will, I do believe that it's his will that he use us. That's why we were created. And that's why I've always believed that God works through people. I've experienced this in my life countless times. And so that's what I always come back to. When I start to get lost along the way in this journey, when I start to feel like my baseline isn't quite right and I just need to, you know, the energy that I'm feeling is dark and my thoughts are starting to become negative. And I recognize that this is all part of this spiritual, psychological, emotional war that we're involved in. This is, we all know what the stakes are. We all know who and what we're fighting. And I do believe a big part of this war, like I've talked about in the past, is not just against an external enemy. It's also, in many ways, internal. It's within us. And whether or not you believe in, you know, what Gene and Kerry had to say about, you know, the AI alien agenda, you know, a lot of people just don't go there in terms of their ideology and their belief. I mean, whatever it is that you believe, I think all of us can agree that yes, we are fighting an external enemy. That's very, very clear. But what this enemy has done to us, and in essence, what it's corrupted inside of all of us, whether or not we acknowledge it, whether or not we want to admit it. I happen to believe, and I don't separate myself in any way. I talk about myself as being a part of what I'm describing, is that all of us still need to do work on ourselves. And that's a big part of what this process, this long, the way we look at it, this long, drawn out process, I do believe that it's for a reason. And it's very easy to get caught up in this anger and to cling to this I don't want to call it negative energy, because I do believe that there's a legitimate case to be made. It's not like I'm suggesting that the criticism and the things that I've talked about and Carrie Cassidy's talked about and Gene talked about and others as well. And of course, that's been amplified by many, many members of my audience. I'm not suggesting these aren't legitimate points, because they are. But yet at the same time, I think that we also have to recognize that we are engaged in a war that it's not really something that you can measure or you can even quantify in the same way as any other war in history. And there are so many details, there are so many aspects of what's at play that we may have a basic understanding of, but I think with every passing day, I mean, I don't know about you folks, but I'm continuing to learn new information. Yes, a lot of the information that we're hearing, like Carrie said, from truthers and things like that are things that we've known for quite some time. And there is definitely an argument to be made there as well. However, I think if you're continuing to search, if you're continuing to dig, if you're continuing to work on yourself at a spiritual level and recognize that, and this is something that I have to continually remind myself, that this isn't about me, that this entire journey isn't about what I want. It's not about my expectations. It's not about fulfilling some sort of a game plan or some sort of a war gaming scenario that I've come up with, and me having to just have everything go in that direction in that way that I want it to. And sometimes, without realizing it, I can get caught up in that sort of way of thinking. Because the fact of the matter is, folks, we don't really know what's happening behind the scenes. We don't really know exactly what's going on in terms of the White Hats and their kinetic battles. We don't really know exactly what's going on or how much progress they've made or they're continuing to make in clearing out the dumps. We don't know how many more children and how many more trafficking victims there are, how deep these tunnel systems go, how many different non-terrestrial groups are at play here. The list of the things that we don't know, you can just go on and on and on about. I mean, another thing that I was talking to with my friend and just, you know, we're batting ideas back and forth. I said, you know, it's amazing because we're at a point right now in the truther community, the awakened community, where people can't even say whether or not the earth is flat or the earth is, and we can't even agree on, we don't even know the true nature of the geography of the earth. We all have, I guess, our ideas. We all have what we believe based upon whatever evidence we want to point to. But I mean, we don't even know that. We can't even agree upon that. And I think that given all the reason that I'm pointing all of these things out, and I know that everyone out there, it's like relatively obvious and clear that what I'm saying is true, that there is a massive amount of disagreement on so many different issues. And there's also, even more importantly, a massive amount of information that we just simply cannot massive amount of questions that we simply cannot answer right now because we don't have the necessary information at our disposal to be able to answer it. And so here we are inside of this, you know, crossfire between the good guys and the bad guys, the white hats and the black hats. We're caught in the middle because we're awake and we understand we're at war, whereas seemingly the rest of the population, or at least the majority of the population in this country especially, has no idea that we're at war. They may have some sort of an inkling that something's wrong. They may be starting to get the impression that maybe they made a mistake in voting for Biden, or maybe they're going through the very early stages of awakening, which, as I've talked about before, is not something that you verbalize. It's internal questioning. But again, I think so much of what's at play here is, you know, what's happening inside of all of us. What's happening inside of all of the sleepers out there is I happen to think that they are in that internal questioning phase. And for me, what I point to is their overall change in attitude. I don't know about you, but the sleepers that, you know, the normies or whatever you want to call them, the people in my life who fall into that category, which is the vast majority, as I've stated many times, historically, they've always had this real sense of, I don't think it's even necessarily purposeful, but this sense of arrogance that comes with feeling like you're on the winning team and that everyone else is just like you're in this, you know, you're standing on this moral plateau, this high ground, and that everyone else beneath you who doesn't see things the same way as you is just some unfortunate soul who just doesn't quite get it because they're just, you know, for whatever reason, caught up in these crazy conspiracy theories. It's like a total inversion of reality. We all know exactly, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But as far as I can tell, over the past, you know, several months, that attitude has gone away. As things get worse and worse, as people's lives, really, the quality of their lives continues to decline, as we become more and more of a laughingstock, as the world continues to cascade, at least on the surface, into this next world war, I think a lot of people out there have to be going through that questioning. And that's the reason that they're not so, they've lost that bravado. They've lost that sense of arrogance because they're realizing that something's wrong. I think from our perspective, the problem is that this is just taking too long because all of us get it. And we have for quite some time. And while we're still students, we still want to move this process along. And of course, you know, you compound all of, like I said, you know, that's compounded by all of the expectations, all of the buildups, and all of the things that we've experienced along the way that you can't help but feel that at a certain point, at a certain level. It's really hard to fully disconnect yourself from the emotional aspect of this journey and not get caught up in expectations, or you might even call them distractions, depending upon the specific topic that you're getting into, or, you know, depending upon the individual. But all of us are experiencing this growth process. And that is something I think that becomes more and more obvious to me as time goes on. And as our expectations aren't getting met, and as we're seeing society change. But yet at the same time, we're also experiencing this level of discontent because we just can't help but being human and having this emotional connection to our expectations and what we want to have happen and on the timeline that we want to have it happen. And like I've said many times, there's no getting around the fact that all of us have suffered and continue to. But again, at the end of the day, each and every one of us have to make a choice on a spiritual level, on an emotional level, and even on a psychological, cognitive level. We all have to make a choice in terms of the direction that we're gravitating, in terms of the energy that we're embracing. And the thing that I've started to realize about myself is that, you know, after the midterms and after Trump's announcements and things not going the way we wanted them to, I myself started to feel my own thinking start to get negative and start to, on certain days, get a lot darker. And I realize that, you know, this is coming out in my work. And yes, I'm talking about, I'm making all of these points and these valid criticisms. But at the same time, I think that it's not really being delivered in the way that I want it to be in terms of the way my audience is receiving the message, because there's that negative energy that I'm clinging to. And I have to be honest with folks. I realized over the past several days that that's exactly what's been happening to me recently, is that I have been, because of this justifiable anger. And that's the thing about anger, and that's the thing about all of this, these negative emotions that we're experiencing. It's not as if they're not justifiable, especially at this stage in the game. But one thing I've learned in life is that, you know, you can, there aren't that many things that you can't justify if you really want to. I mean, if you want to play that game with yourself where you're just justifying clinging to negativity, you can do that. And I've done that many times in my life. But every single time, I always end up coming back to positive energy and optimism. And not just because that's where I want to be, but because that's who I genuinely am. And that's what I genuinely, that's my real baseline. You know, I started to recognize that I was starting to feel, even when I produced the podcast, even though I made a lot of really good points, it wasn't exuding the same sort of a message that I think my audience has come to expect. And I'm just being honest with folks because, again, I'm going through a growth process right alongside all of you. And because I've chosen to share all of that with you, it's a more public growth process. And yes, it's at certain points, I mean, I suppose it could seem like I'm putting out contradictory messages or ideas. I mean, some people have criticized my work on that level. And I understand that, because a lot of people are just simply looking to hear one message that they resonate with. And any deviation from that is, you know, basically just not what they want to hear. But I think that the core of my audience, the people who really support my work and who understand where I'm coming from, they know that this is a journey. It's not like I'm putting myself out there as any kind of a guru and saying I have all the answers. I'm the first one to admit that I don't. And I'm taking you along with me on this journey. And for me, I think the beauty of it all is that, you know, who knows? I mean, I'm sure in the years to come, you know, I'll look back on some of these podcasts and it'll be very interesting to see where I was. And I suppose you could say where all of us were, maybe not all of us, but a good portion of my audience, where we were in this process at any given point. You know, to go back and look at, you know, even sometimes now, to go back 6 months ago and to just listen to a brief excerpt from one of my podcasts, it takes me back and I realize that this really is a journey. It's not a simple connect the dots from A to B to C to D and then, you know, finally arrive at that destination. This is a journey. This is a quest. The world is changing all around us. It's a psychological war. Yes. But it's really spiritual at its core. And I think that all of this frustration, all of this, and see, that's how God works with all of us. We don't learn, we don't grow, we don't change unless we're put through tribulation. And I do believe that, yes, we are blessed to be awake, but we're also blessed to go through this tribulation, all of this uncomfortable, all of these uncomfortable experiences, these places that we find ourselves emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. these highs and these lows, all of it's happening for a reason. All of us are being cleansed and changed and purified and strengthened and wizened along the way. Think about how much stronger, how much more full of human beings we are now than we were when we started. And you got to ask yourself if you, just like in life in general, if you, at least with me, I know, had I gotten everything that I wanted in life when I wanted it and how I wanted it, if my life hadn't unfolded the way God ultimately wanted it to, well, I can tell you folks that I certainly would not be here talking to you. And most likely, I wouldn't be alive to tell the story. That's why God is our Father, because He knows what we need. And that's what I keep coming back to over and over and over again. When I feel like I'm, you know, on these dark days, when I feel like I'm being manipulated, when I feel like they're not telling us enough information, when I feel like, and I get wrapped up in this negativity. And I can't make sense of it all. And I don't have all the answers. And I get frustrated. And I want to just be able to figure it out and be able to convey it to my audience. I realize once again, it's that humbling experience that all of us are continuing to have to embrace along the way of this journey. But just like in our lives, every time God humbles us, every time He breaks us from where we thought we were going to go, He breaks us off and sends us in a different direction. And yes, at the time, we feel broken. Every single time, we always end up in a place that's far better than anything we could have ever imagined. At least that's been my experience in life. I can tell you folks that all the things that I went through to be able to get here, never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined that I would have been given the gift of all of you. And at the time that I had to go through everything that I went through in my life, and it's the same for everyone's life. We all have a different story, but it's the same basic theme. You think about the blessings in your life. You think about the things that mean the most to you are always the things that are hard fought. They're always the things that you treasure and you cherish the most, are the things that did not come easy. When you look back and you recognize the work that God did in your life, and that's what makes us who we are, folks. That's what makes us God's children. That's why we were chosen, because we have given ourselves to Him. And again, I don't want to make this into a Christian talk necessarily, because I've never really wanted to alienate folks who maybe don't believe in the same way I do. Like I say, you know, if you have a hatred of evil and you have love inside of your heart, decency inside of your heart, doesn't matter to me what you believe. As far as I'm concerned, that's between you and your Creator. This is about humanity unifying and coming together. But I do want to emphasize that everything that we're going through, all of this stress, all of this pain, all of this anger, it's not in vain. I promise you folks that nothing that you have sacrificed along the way has been in vain. Nothing. Because God is faithful. He doesn't put you through tribulation to punish you. He doesn't put you through all of this negativity and force you to have to navigate through it, and in the process get closer to Him. Because when the chips are down and you have no answers left and you have no energy left and you have nothing, you feel like you've got nothing left to give, who do you turn to? And if you're like me, those types of situations, just like what we're going through right now, these are scenarios and situations where you have to turn to God. Because if you don't, you get consumed by that negativity. You get wrapped up in it. And I've been feeling myself flirt with that, I suppose you could say, a little bit. Feeling myself gravitate toward that negativity. And I've always believed that the best medicine, the best disinfectant is sunlight, is to be honest, to put it out there and to tell the truth. That's how you extricate yourself. That's how you liberate yourself from dark energy. You tell the truth. You embrace the light. You acknowledge what's there, but you make a conscious decision to choose the light, to choose hope, to choose positivity, to choose optimism. Because folks, whether you want to admit it or not, that's really what's facing all of us right now, is a choice. And until we get to the other side of this storm, until everything gets sorted out, we're going to be faced with that same choice every single day. And we're not always going to get it right. Like I've said, I mean, I've had plenty of experiences, plenty of days, like I'm talking about right now. I mean, you're not always supposed to get it right. Sometimes you go down a path. You're supposed to deviate here and there in order to learn these lessons. But for me, it's all about energy. It's all about spirit. It's all about what you're exuding. And yes, we have to go through these days and sometimes, you know, longer periods where we have a catharsis, where we get wrapped up in the negativity. And the justifiable anger, again, I'm not suggesting that the points that I've made recently don't have value, don't have weight, that they're not credible, that, you know, or I'm just sitting here contradicting everything that I've said. I still stand behind a lot of those points, and I think that they're valid. However, I think it's far more important amidst all of this uncertainty, amidst all of these unanswered questions, we have a choice. Are we going to believe? Are we going to continue to maintain our faith? Not so much even in the plan and in the White Hats, but in God Almighty, who has chosen to operate through the White Hats, to liberate us from this evil. I don't think anyone who listens to this show, unless they're a troll, actually thinks that the White Hats don't exist, or actually thinks that Q is a psyop, or actually thinks that this whole thing has been a farce. It's not to suggest we don't have these fears and thoughts from time to time, but at the end of the day, it's not about a fleeting thought. It's not about a fleeting emotion. We're supposed to have those. We're supposed to experience all of them. It's about the overall landscape. It's just like the way you judge a person, the way you judge a human being, the way you judge a life. You don't look at the specks along the way. You look at the big picture. And the big picture here is that we are involved in the greatest military sting operation in history. We are awake and alive for the greatest and most epic moments in human history that haven't even come yet. We know that we're pioneering an entirely new era. And that is what we need to remember. That is the optimism that we need to cling to. And that's ultimately what I strive for, folks, because I realize that all the information and, you know, you can get lost in 10,000 different ways along the way in this journey, because there is just so much information and disinformation, so much confusion. And yet at the same time, there's also so much passion. What's coming to the surface in this process is the absolute best of humanity. And we've only just begun. That's the reality of the matter. As much as I may get angry, as much as I had so much of my hope wrapped up in the midterms and everything that I thought was going to happen. Okay, so it didn't happen that way. But does that change the way I look at this plan? Does that change the way that I feel about this epic moment in history? No. I had to go through an emotional, I guess you could say, cleansing to get myself back to this baseline. But this is who I really am. This is what I really believe. If I honestly thought that this was in any way something that was a waste of time or something that was a farce or something that was a psyop. I would tell you the truth, folks. But never once have you heard me say that. And never once will you. Because I know deep down inside of my soul that we are an incredibly blessed generation. And that things that we're witnessing, despite all of the criticism, despite everything that we can say that has actual validity to it. And I'm not suggesting that we should just, you know, shut off our critical eye. I'm not. But what I'm emphasizing this morning is that we have to maintain our high elevated consciousness. We have to keep our frequency high. We have to elevate ourselves and continue to work on ourselves and continue to recognize amidst all of this darkness. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I'm being honest with you folks in the hope that many of you will resonate with this message and see what I've seen over the past several days, which is we have to remain in the light. We have to continue to shine as brightly as we possibly can for all of our fellows who aren't even close to where we are. You know, I've had people say to me that part of my responsibility at this point, and this really did tweak my conscience, I have to say. But people did say to me, you know, part of my responsibility at this point, having been given this platform, having been blessed with this audience of people who actually resonate with my message, is that I need to maintain that high level of optimism and to continue to protect to the best of my ability, along with so many other great truthers and so many other great patriots out there, so many great Anons in this movement, to protect the mass consciousness, not in terms of information or disinformation or getting it right all the time. That's not what it's about. But keeping everyone's spirits where they need to be. Because if we embrace negativity, folks, and we let go of all the optimism that got us here, and we allow these real legitimate concerns that we have to drag our spiritual energy down to where the enemy wants it to be, then we're losing sight of the big picture. And that's something that we can never do. All right, I'm going to cut it short here, folks. I feel like I could continue, but I do have a number of things that I have to go do today. So hopefully you enjoyed this coffee chat. Please let me know in the comments. Please hit the like button if you did enjoy today's podcast. Make sure you check out the links in the description. You'll see links to follow me on Telegram, which is really my main hub, and also Truth Social. I am building my platform there on Truth Social. I think I have something like 3,000 subscribers, so it's really nice to see more and more people follow me on these different platforms and to see and to feel the organic growth. It's been absolutely incredible. It really is a blessing. Please check out the links for Patreon and patriotunderground.shop. Pick up an item or two to support me. These make great last-minute Christmas gifts. And of course, it expands knowledge about the show. It expands the conversation. Please consider checking those out. And finally, folks, please remember to check out PatriotSwitch.com, the most incredible company out there for all of your personal and household products. Same money that you're going to spend at all the big box conglomerates to keep your life going, to support your families. Spend your money with the good guys. PatriotSwitch.com. More than 2 million have already made the switch, including myself and several hundred members of this audience. Make the switch today, folks. You won't regret it. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon. Patriot out.